Okay, hello, and welcome to the latest episode of Innovations in Education, eSchool News' podcast on the latest and greatest happenings in K-12 EdTech this week. I'm Kevin Hogan, and I'm glad you found us. In this episode, we explore some of the technologies that were thrust into action during the pandemic as essential stopgaps, but are actually turning out to be pretty productive innovations for teaching and learning going forward. First, let's take a look at robotics and telepresence. Now, this was something in place in what I like to call BP or before the pandemic, but it was really a novelty more than anything else. Kids are sick, maybe for a couple of days, or sometimes, unfortunately, for maybe weeks on end with more serious issues so that they can't be in the classroom. And you had these robots that would follow along the route during their day, giving that student a virtual experience of the school day. Now, according to the CDC, during years like 2013 to 2015, about 4% of boys and about the same amount of girls missed more than 10 school days in 12 months because of illness or injury. Now, enter the pandemic, and you have upwards of 10% of student populations still not meeting in-person requirements, even to this point. In his piece, Three Ways Telepresence Robots Are Impacting Learning, Tra Vu, he's a PhD and the chief operating officer at OmniLabs, makes an argument for these technologies to become more ubiquitous. You can find the piece up on eSchool News in the newsfeed this week. His reasons include, number one,